Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing how to know if your ex had a midlife or quarterlife crisis. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing how to know if your ex had a midlife or quarterlife crisis. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, it's possible your ex went through a mindset shift due to their age or circumstances. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider regarding how to know if your ex had a midlife or quarterlife crisis. So let's get straight into this, and point number one is, why does this matter? So you might be listening to this as a dumpee and thinking, well, why does this matter? Why does it matter if my ex went through a quarterlife crisis? Why does this matter if they went through a midlife crisis? What relevance does this have to the position of me as a dumpee and them being my dumper? Well, I believe it's very important you understand and recognise why you potentially were dumped. Now, yes, I've said in many other podcasts, the only true reason somebody is dumped is due to a loss of romantic emotional attraction. That is absolutely the case. However, why that attraction loss takes place does depend on individual situations and circumstances. Now, you may have heard me say in the past that there are two main reasons as for why somebody would lose romantic emotional attraction. One is an action from the dumpee, i.e. they cheated on their dumper. Perhaps they were really bad with money, made a bad decision regarding finances. They're the two classic examples. There are plenty more theories and things which a dumpee could have done as an action to cause a loss of attraction, but they're the two main ones. Now, the other side of a coin is where a dumper grows apart from their dumpee. You know, we talk about personal growth, growing in different directions. And if there is a substantial space between the dumper and dumpee in the direction that they're going and where they are looking at the world, then that as well can cause them a loss of romantic emotional attraction. But when we're talking about quarter life and midlife crisis, this is a different type of growing apart. And I don't feel yet that I've tackled this particular subject. Yes, we've spoken about growing apart, but we haven't really focused on the midlife and quarterlife crisis, which can actually be quite a significant point to why somebody moves into a new mindset. Now, if you more understand what is going on in your ex's mind, if you can see the red flags, if you can listen to today's podcast and say, yeah, actually, I think my ex is having a midlife or a quarterlife crisis, then you're going to understand better what are the likelihoods of your ex coming out of the other side in a position where they may want to reconcile with you. Now, this doesn't mean that as a dumpee, you don't have any weight on your shoulders. Yes, you do. You have a weight of responsibility to becoming the best version of yourself. You need to become a better version of yourself today than you were yesterday, and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today. This still depends on your behaviour, attitude and lifestyle, as but ultimately, if you can get back together. This isn't just down on your ex, it's down to both of you. You both have a part to play. Now, we can only control the controllables. You can't control what your ex is going through, but you can control what you're going through. And that is why it's really, really important you focus on what you're doing day to day, week to week, month to month, because it is unlikely that you will get your ex back anytime soon after a breakup. That would put you in the minority. If you get your ex back after 3 weeks, that is very rare. Most of the time, I see an average time frame of around 6 months or so for a dumper to start to consider their thoughts and their position about whether or not they have made the right choice. However, there are other elements that come into play, including what we're going to be speaking about today. Because if we consider the midlife and quarterlife crisis, this can vastly change the landscape of what may or may not be about to happen. And that's why it's so important you recognize whether or not you believe your expert dumper is going through one of these mindset shifts, because it could change your perspective. It could change your perspective on if you even want to try to get them back. And if you do, what is the likelihood that it will happen anytime soon? Now, of course, this will depend on when your breakup was, how much water has already gone under the bridge, what has happened post-breakup. But if we can understand where your ex is likely to be at in their mindset, we can better understand your chances of success of one day reconciling. Now, I believe that a quarter-life crisis, a midlife crisis, the ages that are connected to these phrases and concepts are somewhat fluid. You know, I don't believe it's set in stone. I'm going to be giving you some age ranges, which by and large are roughly where you can start to put people within. But if your expert dumper is a year or two either side of these options, don't think, okay, that means they can't be having that particular crisis. No, you know, it's more fluid than that. It's not set in stone. It's just somewhat of a concept. So please bear that in mind and don't straight away say, well, my ex isn't that age, so they're definitely not having one of these crises. They could be, okay? So just bear that in mind as we move through today's podcast and help you understand whether or not your expert dumper is going through a quarter life or midlife crisis. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is the quarter life crisis. So first of all, we're going to be focusing on the quarter life crisis. Now this tends to be between the ages of 20 and 30. Like I said, if you're a few years either side of this, you might find some potential to still be within the quarter life crisis. So bear that in mind, it's a fluid situation, it's not set in stone. But by and large, the average is tended to be seen between the ages of around 20 to 30. Now this is triggered by transition into adulthood. Now again, you might think, well, how could it be 30 or 31? You know, you are an adult much sooner than that. But it's not about when you get your ID card. This is about your own personal mindset, whether you feel that you are moving into adulthood, whether you feel that you are still childlike, whether you feel that you are ready for the world ahead of you. And this is why the triggers take place, because it's triggered by transition into that adult mindset. And this can be due to a couple of main reasons, the first of which is social comparisons. If you or your ex, obviously for this instance, if they are somebody who compares themselves to other people, then this could be something where they feel that they're not as far along their life journey as they should be. Now, of course, with social media being so big, it touches everybody. Even if you are in the minority and not on any social media, you are still likely to be affected by social influences via friends, via family, via TV. You know, you're still going to be hearing about what people are quote unquote supposed to be doing at that kind of age. Now, if you are on social media, it's going to be something that hits you more often than even if you weren't. You know, if you are on social media, then you're going to be seeing posts, statuses, photos, everything in between showing how great people are feeling their life is, which is often much inflated to reality. But again, it can really bring on this quarter life crisis, a feeling of I'm not moving through my life at the pace that I should be. I haven't achieved what I should have done. Now, another element to this, which I referenced earlier, the two main elements, the first being social comparisons. Well, the second is financial pressures and the feeling that if you haven't achieved a certain job that you thought you should be getting at this point, if you're not achieving a certain salary, if you're not earning as much money as you believe you could or should have done, this can also make you feel that you are not doing quote-unquote what you should be. Now again, this battle is within your own mind. There is no hard and fast rule about exactly where you should be at exactly what age. Now there are rough comparisons and thoughts and feelings about where somebody should be on their journey, but the truth of the matter is you can always make change. You can always make positive change. You can always get to where you want to be. So even if you feel that you might be a bit behind, don't give up. Instead, push forward and try and achieve your goals. And this is where the quarter life crisis really comes into play, because it is a little bit of a sink or swim mentality. Some people going through a quarter-life crisis will move into a very negative mindset, sometimes, sadly, into a depression. Now, you can tell straight away from me saying those words how that could affect a relationship. A romantic relationship could be affected hugely by a feeling of depression and sadness, by somebody not feeling that they're good enough. If they're not feeling that way, they might be in a position where they completely withdraw and they might decide that they don't believe they're good enough for you. That could be a reason why the growth goes in a different direction. Not in a positive way in this instance, but just because they're feeling very low value, very upset, and they might feel that they're not good enough for you, or potentially, flipping that round, they might feel like that you're holding them back. Now, I'm not saying that you are. I'm just trying to put out to you all of the possibilities as to why somebody might lose romantic emotional attraction during a quarter-life crisis. Now, there is another completely different side of a quarter-life crisis, and that is for people who feel a large amount of get-up-and-go when they're going through this crisis. Instead of feeling sad and depressed, they feel motivated to become that best version of themselves. Now, that is a good thing to be doing. We should all be motivated to be our best selves. But that is why sometimes people going through a quarter-life crisis can propel themselves in a very different direction to the trajectory that they had been on. Now, you, as a now dumpee, might have seen your now ex all of a sudden suddenly go into a different direction, which may have felt very confusing and sadly ended up with them ending your relationship. But it could have been because they felt they needed to go into overdrive to achieve their goals. And really, and sadly, that put a wedge between you both, because you was on your own trajectory of growth, and now your ex-dumper, when they were together with you, went completely the opposite way, as fast as the speed of light. And sadly, this is where people can grow apart. Now, either way, when we look at the quarter-life crisis, what we can see here is that normally somebody will get through this quarter-life crisis once they find their new balance. Now, this could take a few months, but it could take more than a year. Generally speaking, somebody would be quote-unquote sorted out by that point, because they would have found what they believe they need to be doing in the next portion of their life. Now, again, this isn't set in stone. And sadly, if somebody's moved into the more depressive perspective of a quarter-life crisis, this could be something which is much more long-term, unless they get the emotional support that they need. They might need professional help to get them through this difficult time. But they might be able to move forward from this position themselves. Everybody is different. But we're normally looking at a few months to a year or so. It can go beyond that sometimes. But to the point where somebody feels settled and comfortable that they're on track, or where they believe they need to be in their life. Now, that would be a good moment for a dumper in this position to really self-reflect. And it's the self-reflection which can generate a moment where they want to reach out to you, the dumpee. So a dumper going through this time, once they come out of that other side, will self-reflect and potentially reach out to you. Depending on how you've been living your life, will dictate whether reconnection is possible. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and my final point of today's podcast, about how to know if your ex had a midlife or quarter-life crisis. And point number three is the midlife crisis. Now, generally speaking, this is something which people can be hit with between the ages of 40 and 60. And it's triggered by the realization of mortality. And this is because we are moving forward through our life journey and we start to realize that we're not here forever. Now, this could be something which hits us due to a birthday, our own age and understanding of where we are in our life, but it is often triggered by the feeling of loss. Personal losses, in particular the death of loved ones, if they are in and around our age, really can show that we don't have forever on this planet. And this is why the midlife crisis can be so painful, because it is the realization that time is finite. We're not here forever. Now, when we're younger, a lot of us can put that to the back of our mind. A lot of us are lucky that we're not going to have significant health problems, and we just move through life in an almost ignorance is bliss. But when we get to between 40 and 60 or so, we have normally experienced personal losses. We've normally realized and understood that we are beyond the likely halfway point of our journey in this life. And this can trigger the midlife crisis. Now, we might now have our own health issues. And like I said, earlier on in life, we might be lucky enough to not really have any. But all of a sudden, health issues and personal losses, as mentioned, can really start to trigger this crisis. Additionally, sometimes there can be a feeling of career stagnation, the feeling that the job that you're doing is not going to get any better. You've hit the top of your particular mountain, and unless you change career drastically, you probably won't be able to earn any more money, you probably won't be able to get any further, and you might start to feel, I'm too old to start again. Now, I don't believe that's the case at all, but I'm just suggesting what some people feel during a midlife crisis. Now, all of this combined can make somebody feel unfulfilled. A concept of, I'm running out of time to experience things. I don't have long left, at least in a healthy sense. I'm not going to be able to run a marathon probably when I'm in my 70s or 80s. Maybe a few of you can, but most of you will be thinking, well, I can't. So if I'm going to run a marathon, I need to do it now. That is the type of thought. But now combine all of the other possibilities. Maybe you want to do travel. Maybe you want to go and experience things that you didn't even consider 2 decades ago, but now you really do. Now, if your ex-bedumper is moving through a midlife crisis, they're going to be flooded with these thoughts. They're going to be flooded with the thoughts of fear. I want to try new things. I want to experience this. I want to make sure my life feels like it was quote-unquote worth it. And if they then view your relationship as something which, although it may be safe, it is no longer exciting, this could be sadly something which causes a mindset shift and a loss of romantic emotional attraction. There is a desire for change. And if your relationship has been decades long or even just a few years long, this could be seen as something which is a constant, which right now somebody in a midlife crisis actually doesn't want. They want to be more spontaneous. They want to do things on a whim, which perhaps they never used to do. Now, as a partner of somebody going through this, it can feel confusing, it can feel scary, and if you are sadly dumped, it can feel heartbreaking. Now, somebody going through a midlife crisis will likely experience this for a few years before, generally speaking, they start to feel more fulfilled about everything they have now done in their life. This is almost a bucket list. And when somebody's got through that bucket list, they will hit that self-reflection that I mentioned in point number 2. And this is when, if and when, they're going to reach out to you as a dumpy, but they will. Now, it doesn't have to be 2 or 3 years. Somebody might get through their bucket list a lot quicker. It could just be a few months before someone feels more like themselves, even though they have now changed in some regard. Sometimes people through a midlife crisis come out to the other side and almost go back to the person that they were because they've done what they felt they needed to do and now they want to be the person who they truly are. Whereas others, you will see that permanent forever change. For you as a dumpy, only you can make the decision on whether this new version of your ex is someone that you like if and when you hear from them again. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.